Track B2. Exercise 15. Reading. Read the following text and then listen to the audio file to check the pronunciation of difficult words. The synthesis of proteins is known as translation, since it is the transfer of information from one language, nucleotides, to another, amino acids. It takes place in three stages: initiation, elongation, and termination. The first stage, initiation, begins when the smaller ribosomal subunit attaches to a strand of mRNA near its 5' end, exposing its initiator or start codon. The incoming initiator, tRNA, carries a modified form of the amino acid methionine, N4-methionine, FMET, as its amino acid. The larger ribosomal subunit then attaches to the smaller subunit, and the initiator tRNA becomes locked into the P-peptide site of the larger subunit. At the beginning of the elongation stage, the second codon of the mRNA is positioned opposite the A, amino acyl, site of the subunit. A tRNA with an anticodon complementary to the second mRNA codon plugs into the mRNA molecule and occupies the A site of the ribosome with its amino acid. When both the P and A sites are occupied, the enzyme peptidyl transferase forges a peptide bond between the two amino acids. The first tRNA is released. The ribosome moves one codon down the mRNA. Consequently, the second tRNA is transferred from the A to the P position. A third tRNA moves into the A position opposite the third codon on the mRNA. The P position accepts the tRNA bearing the growing polypeptide chain, whereas the A position accepts the tRNA bearing the amino acid that will be added to the chain. As the ribosome moves along the mRNA chain, the initiator portion of the mRNA molecule is freed, and another ribosoma can form an initiation complex with it. A group of ribosomes reading the same mRNA molecules is known as a polysome. Towards the end of the coding sequence of the mRNA molecule, there is a codon that serves as a termination signal. Three termination or stop codons are known: UAG, UAA, and UGA, and often more than one is present. No tRNAs exist with anticodons that match these codons, and so no tRNAs will enter the A site in response to them. When a termination codon is reached, translation stops, the polypeptide chain is freed, and the two ribosomal subunits separate.